we close out the show today by taking you to a small, remote town in Alaska, filled with quirky characters. No, not that small town in Alaska. We're talking about Hyder, Alaska, population 65. It's a former silver and gold mining town on the Canadian border. In fact, it's almost like it is Canada. The town uses the services of the Mounties across the border in the Canadian town of Stewart in British Columbia. It even shares a Canadian area code, 250. But Canada's Border Services Agency has decided that the crossing between the two towns isn't busy enough to staff 24 hours a day. So, as of April, it will be shut overnight. Wes Lowe is the owner of the Hyder General Store and president of the Hyder Community Association. Wes, what's it going to mean to you that the border will be closed overnight?
What it's going to affect is our economy. April 1st is basically the starting folks from Europe start coming over here with their motorhomes. They come in through all hours of the night. Now, they're thinking of closing at midnight, and they're thinking of opening at 8 o'clock in the morning. We have a bear viewing platform just outside of Hyder up on the Salmon River. It goes along the spawning stream, and that opens at 6 o'clock in the morning, and a lot of times people are up there at 5:30 waiting to get in there to get some pictures.
Wow. And the services that you get from over in Canada, are we talking like fire services and emergency medical services that won't be coming over at night now?
The ambulance and the fire services will stay in place. The RCMP, see, they do not have any jurisdiction over here in the United States.
The Mounties.
Yeah, the Mounties. And we're one of the few towns in Alaska where we don't have any police here. There's no law here. I shouldn't say there's no law, but we don't have any problems, and we pretty much take care of our own here.
How often do you go to Stewart in British Columbia?
Sometimes 3 times a day, sometimes 3 times a week. Not even 100 yards from where I'm sitting right now.
No kidding. And each time you cross, you need a passport?
Yes. And on the passport, they check them, because we do have a lot of guns over here, so they ask us, you know, do we have any guns or anything like that.
So if this border crossing closes as they plan in April, what are you going to do if you really need to get across at night? I mean, are there places to cross other than the border crossing? And
no.
You can tell me.
See, there's other border crossings in the United States that close at night, but there's other openings like 2 or 3 miles down the road or an hour drive down the road. But see, this is just one way in, one way out. They keep telling me, you'll be able to get out if there's an emergency. You know, what do we do, stand there and wait for the guy to come along with the key to open the gate or something? I don't know.
Wes, I don't want to let you go without asking you a quick question about Alaska culture. What does it mean, you're from Hyder, what does it mean to be Hyderized?
It's a drink. Being Hyderized is actually a drink.
Consists of what?
God, if I told you, I'd have to kill you.
You'll have to find me first. And your border's
it's
closed.
It's a pure-grain alcohol. It's Everclear. It's a shot of Everclear with the cold water back. And then they do a little ceremony. They light the glass on fire, and they fill out a little card that says you've been Hyderized. Tourists, they go in there, and they all get a shot of Everclear. And in about 5 minutes, you start seeing a few people getting, boy, it's getting warm in here, you know.
Wes Lowe, owner of the Hyder General Store and president of the Hyder Community Association. Thanks for speaking with us. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. You have a good day.
Here's one piece of trivia about the Canadian town of Stewart in British Columbia. It's where John Carpenter's horror classic, The Thing, was filmed. So here's a little of The Thing's theme music to take us out into the weekend. Ooh, spooky. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios here at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. You have yourselves a great one.